Okay, Priya, first, about me. This is my channel here, Priyavrata Das. Who I am, you will learn as we go along here, I guess. Or you might have seen older videos I put a few up through the years. But nothing serious, really. But now I thought, because I have a channel in Swedish called Bhakti Yoga for Us Beginners. But it's in Swedish, so some things, well, I also thought it would be nice just me here at my home speaking English, reaching you all. But I warn you, it's just me here. I say what I want, what I like, and if you like it, please subscribe. If not, then there are other places for you that you may enjoy more. That's how we are, right? Different people. What I think is nice is that here, each one of us can sit like this in our home, get some camera or even your phone and talk like this. But what do we then talk about? It's on about their clothes and their food and this and that. Or just saying, doing anything that can make you increase your subscription base. I guess that's the, rather than just chasing money nowadays, you chase subscriptions here. But others are just sitting there, sometimes just in front of their mobile phone, and giving incredibly valuable and good knowledge, or telling their stories, which are just, wow. I'm just not looking at near-death experiences. People on YouTube. So anyway, here am I, and this is my story, but really it's a story of Krishna consciousness, Bhakti Yoga, the same as the other podcast. But not just for beginners, for all of us. And the nice thing with this Krishna consciousness, which I, well, that's part of what this channel is about. So it will be described as we go along. Anyway, something around that line. And then something, I'm just giving the draft here. Yeah, so I realized I'm speaking to both the beginners and the non-beginners. So I thought I'll make two. Shall I? One about well, I could make you could say to the storylines here. One would be something like what is this with yoga and bhakti yoga, what is that? And the other one is for those who kind of belong to the Gaudiya, not but some Pradaya Gaudiya mission, and you know who you are, so this is both for the beginners out there and I also want a dialogue with oldies and those like me because yes, I mean I've been doing this for almost 50 years. So I guess got something to say and share. And again, a nice thing is just as for you, if you would do this, I'd also like it and maybe even click on like. And also don't, and maybe even click on dislike. And that's the nice thing here. Or you click on something else and go somewhere else. So I guess, first of all, again, this may be in the next episode. So first of all, where we ended last time, that yes, if you like this and you hang around here, if you don't, then you can go. You will, and you feel better, I guess, going somewhere else. And that's the natural and nice way. And I think that this is a lesson for us humans at large that we stand before now. Maybe the main lesson right now. Yes, there are those there with different political views or different culture, different religion, different whatever, different looks, different opinions. But we can still leave each other in peace and kind of be friends. I mean, you can be kind of friends with people without having anything to do with them, and maybe that's a way of showing your friendship. So I would say it's lesson number one here. And speaking to the oldies, I mean, we know it, some of us at least succumbed to the religion syndrome. Becoming judgmental. Which is one form of being mental, as we said. Because, yeah, you started to churn around there in your mind values, judging others, good, bad, that person is good, that person is bad. And often, when we're young at least, we may do this. And I think especially when you are in a religious group or some group that is kind of say demanding a lot of existential surrender to its values and so on. And then you can get judgmental. So, you know, one reason actually why I kind of kept this channel in limbo for some years is that, well, honestly, when you stick your face and mouth out like this and speak, then there is, and there probably is right now here, some there who are taking the notes, the critiques, the critics. Oh, I said that, no, that's not right. Oh, I said that, no, this is a demon, it's not a devotee. That kind of. And then, yes, so, and I've seen it happen in different forms through the years, so I'm not just sitting here being coy about it. So how to deal with that? But then others say that, oh, you're saying we should just be all loving, hippie, happy. No, we're gonna be strict and follow Prabhupada. Which, well, I am trying to be as much as I can. And the interesting thing is that from where I stand now, looking where I'm living in a building that belongs to ISKCON, and I'm happy to be surrounded by devotees, but I'm looking a bit from the outside at the same time, or rather from my inside. Where I think we should look from ourselves as people. Here am I, there are you. And see that organization, for instance, that movement, that society, when Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada founded it, was made to bring the devotees closer to each other. To be better friends. Not just stuffing in a bunch of people under the same roof. Which some took it as, probably. So, anyway, I was quite strict brahmachari. I'm probably one of those who drove the others nuts by fanaticism or whatever, being judgmental and seeming so, I confess. But this is about us, and this guy is just one of us. So what I'm trying to say here is, just as I'm doing here, just sitting being myself, saying what I want, you can do so too. Or